He couldn't get elected dog catcher is an insult that goes back to the 1800s. President Trump said it of Senator Bob Corker last fall. The phrase is intended as a joke, after all. Are there even elected dog catchers? But as Vermont Public Radio reporter Amy Noyes explains, actually, there is one.
It's lunch break at the annual town meeting earlier this month in the small central Vermont town of Duxbury, population 1,337. And voters are lined up for a $5 potluck put on by the town's historical society. The first guy in line is a tall redhead with a graying beard. He's wearing a plaid shirt, wool vest, and a camo baseball hat. And everyone here knows his name.
Zeb Towns, my name, short for Zebulon. And I am the elected dog catcher in Duxbury.
Town is truly one of a kind.
Do you know if you're the only elected?
I am the only elected dog catcher. All the other ones are appointed.
In Vermont or?
United States.
And no one's disputing that. Town guesses he's held the post for about 15 years, although he hasn't really kept track. He gets paid $500 a year, mostly to make sure there aren't dogs running loose around town. It's a one-year term, so he gets elected at Duxbury's town meeting every year.
When I first started doing it, I think it was holding up the town meeting because nobody wanted to do it. So I said, well, if it'll get us along, I did it. And plus I had a Walker Coonhound that was always out running. So I figured if somebody picked her up, they'd have the number to call.
So it wasn't exactly a dog-eat-dog election. And although his title is dog catcher, Town says he gets calls about other animals, too.
Yeah, lots of calls there. There's an ermine in my porch. Or there's a cat, there's these beef cows running through the woods, and none of it's really what I'm here for, but it's fun, interesting.
And Town takes his job seriously.
It's basically like also too for the animals. You know, I have had to go and take some out of homes that were being not treated correctly and been left. You know, that's when I get serious on it pretty much.
It's obvious that Town cares for the animals he's elected to protect. And Duxbury resident Phyllis Berry says they like him too.
And all I can say is all my dogs love Zeb. So we don't have to look very far. If they get loose, they end up at his house anyway.
And as for that infamous insult, saying someone couldn't get elected dog catcher, Town says it doesn't offend him.
No, because I can. I'm the only person in the country who gets elected as a dog catcher. So I'm awesome, I guess.
For NPR News, I'm Amy Cold Noyes in Duxbury, Vermont.
And tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday, a look at the legal battle between President Trump and Stormy Daniels, who was prevented from discussing their alleged affair publicly, but a television interview was set to air on Sunday night.